Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
When people marry, you may wonder why a public ceremony is so important. Well, frankly, I believe it's biblical. Even in the Old Testament, we see this illustrated in the life of Boaz and Ruth. Together, this couple, in the presence of all the elders of the city, gave witness to the whole Bethlehem community that they were entering this marriage relationship with God's blessing and the blessings of their family and friends. What a wonderful testimony that was. Today, more and more people are asking, why get married? Why do we need a piece of paper? Why do we need a public ceremony? Well, I think there are several answers to these questions. When we make our public vows to be faithful to each other until death parts us, we're making ourselves accountable to the larger family of God. And furthermore, we're asking for the prayer support of the Christian community, and we're bearing public witness regarding our faith in the Lord Jesus and a commitment to the values of the Word of God. When Jesus was asked the question about marriage and divorce, he took his listeners back to the Genesis story. Haven't you read? He replied that he who created them in the beginning made them male and female. And he also said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So they're no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate. So, if you're contemplating marriage, plan a public ceremony to demonstrate your lifelong commitment to Jesus Christ and to each other. You'll be glad you did.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos as Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.